This episode of Second Shift contains graphic depictions of violence and other adult themes. Parental discretion is advised.
The time for action is nigh. It is Lairello, the day of rest, so most are in their homes tucking in their children. Have you readied the devices?
I have, Shishwa. All they require now is activation.
And placements, Dolchani. They will do us no good without that.
Dakon, I believe I know of some discrete areas.
What of the areas I have chosen, Laszlor?
No. Yours were too obvious. I have chosen more subtle hiding places.
I do not see what was indiscreet about my chosen.
Silence, Thakon. Laszlor is correct. With sabotage, we must be as clandestine as possible.
Yes, Laszlor's placements are most likely best this occurrence.
It seems Jayad always thinks Laszlor's plans are best.
I agree. We do seem to favor Laszlor's plans.
Turncoat?
Ha!
But in this case, I concur with Laszlor.
How?
Ha!
Thakon, we need to send a message, and if one of our devices were to be sighted...
My children, we should be finalizing our plans, not squabbling amongst ourselves. A house is only as strong as the nails that hold it together.
Yes, Shishwa.
Shh! Is West.
It has been months of your West, Meek. There is nothing proving Shinnah passed through here.
What is it with you lately, always questioning my...
Pay off her, Mike. She's only saying what we are all thinking.
This is true, Mike. Why are we here?
Several leads indicated we should be elsewhere weeks ago.
They are not incorrect, Mike. Perhaps you should revise your theory. The best course of action may not always be to go west.
Zana, even you're against me?
I am against
Chianti,
your plan,
Mike. Voluma.
Not you.
You had perhaps something to say.
It only now occurred to me, but I believe I have just formulated a brilliant annex to our plan.
Take your frustrations out on Zana, Meek.
It is Rana, Arkan.
I agree with Zana, as do we all. There is nothing in Kaltarok but active item factories and Teoden disposal facilities.
But this is just a pit stop.
I have had it up to here with your pit stops, Meek. We have had nothing but pit stops for months.
Arkan, seriously, the last thing I need right now is...
Mike, it isn't Arkan's fault that you've been leading us nowhere for over 2 months.
I'm leading us west. Well, technically due west was through that forest a few miles back.
There was nothing in that forest, Mike. There is nothing here either. We should have gone to visit Veliat at Fork last week.
Oh, awesome. This again? Look, it's bad enough that the Great Westerly Road veers off course, but we're not going any more south than we absolutely have to.
It follows Western civilization, Mike, not the exact direction.
That is enough. Jareth, Arkan, and the rest, cease goading Mike. Mike, a good leader, listens to his team. Often its members can see a better solution to a recurrent problem. Jareth, tell us your thoughts, as I see you are bursting to share.
There was evidence back in Shulkagne that a maimed brother of the Voice and his mage aide were headed to Velia, where the Legion resistance to university is strongest. How can they be any other than Porik and Shinnah?
Mike, Sanjan, tell us why you chose to ignore such relevant information. And let your answer not be that Velia is southwest.
Well, it is. Out of curiosity, what city would we hit if we kept going west through that forest?
Well, the...
Nothing but the Hermetic Mountain Range.
Dense, impenetrable mountains. To risk passage through them would be suicidal. I have not heard of any who have successfully made it through due to the perilous nature...
Okay, I get it. They're the Misty Mountains of Amaran.
Now, allow me to ask, who wishes to continue west? And who believes we should begin to make our way to Velia?
I do.
Fine! We'll start backtracking tomorrow, even though that means another week on those damn uncomfortable horses. Happy?
Yes, Meek. That is the best decision you have made this rotation of the moons.
That's because it wasn't his.
Girls, some sense of propriety, Sanjan. Do not contribute to Mike's troubles.
Yes, Shishwa.
Yeah, you won. Now stop.
I will acquire runes for us. Two, or...
Two.
Yes, son. No need to waste our funds on that extravagance.
Calling not it to room with Mike.
Not it.
Not it.
Ah, then we shall have one room for the women and one for the men.
But I just said... Hey, wait a moment.
Not funny.
Actually, it was.
Oh, come on, Mike. We're just trying to make light of the situation.
Well, I'm tired of it.
It was just joking, Meek. Remember the joking?
I recall someone saying some things are not meant for joking.
Good God, Mike. Stop being so uptight.
Two rooms, as requested. Though I was tempted to acquire for three.
Ha ha.
Gaith, Arkan, I will be up in just a moment.
Let us gather our belongings.
Let us hope we do not have to share one bed this time.
There's one thing we can agree on.
I used to wish he would be more serious. Now that he is...
He's just under a lot of pressure. He thinks he needs to do it all. We probably shouldn't goad him so much, but he makes it so easy.
I am pleased we are no longer acting in such ways toward each other.
Oh, I know, right? Thank God for Zana.
It is not getting better.
You mean Zana's...
Yes, she must know by now that...
That we know about her nightmares?
Yes, Keith. Perhaps we should...
No, it's her business. If she wanted to talk about it, she would.
That is...
Damn it, Jareth! Why do you always get to take the bed closest to the door?
What? Is this bed farther west than yours?
You know what, Jareth? Bad time to push me. Why is it that every time I have an idea, you're ready with an objection? What do? Stay up late at night and think of ways to undermine me?
They were foolish ideas, Meek.
My name is Mike, and I'm not foolish. Actually, let's review here. Who's foolish enough to have based his entire life around an organization that... Oops! Turns out to be corrupt and murderous towards the very people it's supposed to protect and enlighten. It's not me. It's not Vesmer. Oh, wait. That's you.
I am taking no part in this.
I stand for the ideals of university. I fail to see how that is foolish.
Whatever, Jareth. You won. We'll be turning around and going against Anorum. We'll take a huge step in the wrong direction. But hey, no one seems to care.
And why do you think that is, Mike? Might it be that we are at last following a promising lead instead of blindly following your west?
Don't you care that we're going to be traveling in the wrong direction and wasting time we don't have? I don't understand how you people can just dismiss Anorum.
We are not dismissing Anorum, we are dismissing you. It seems clear you botched the ritual from the start. Or perhaps Anorum told you to go west just to get you as far away from them as possible.
Look, I did the ceremony right. Anorum told me how to get Shauna back. Go west.
Ah, this is going nowhere. You desire this bed? Fine. But this is just more proof that you are an abysmal leader. A leader should be admired and trusted, and you are neither.
So I'm an abysmal leader, huh? Jareth, with your vast leadership experience. Consisting of what? Telling students what to do? You think you're a more qualified candidate?
In fact, Mike, you forget I led the Loa Twen. Admittedly, I did make a mistake. You asked me once why I did not let you die. Trust me, I ask myself that.
You go too far, Jareth. Both of you cease this bickering.
I do go too far. Extremely too far west.
He at least has taken action, however ill-advised. What would we have done under your leadership? With a friend missing, we would let the trail go cold while you crawled under university's skirt. Mike may not have made the wisest decision, but at least he tried.
Once again, you accuse me of doing nothing, which is far from true. Who returned to the site of our battle? Was it you? No, it was me, and I looked for a trail. There was no trail. How does one let nothing become cold? Here you are accusing me, but let me ask you this. What did you do to find Shayna?
Your efforts are laughable. You hardly walked a mile. I traveled far and I searched.
To no avail, just as mine was.
So, let me get this straight. The only one of us who actually caught Shauna's trail is me.
By mere chance, and you led us straight away from that. Your achievements here do not shine.
Arkan and Kaith have been taken. This place appears to have been compromised. We must haste.
You! This is your fault. If you had not led us to this Inorum forsaken place, this would not have happened.
Quick, Jareth, your friends are missing. Find a place to hide, you coward.
Meek, your endless foolishness has now risked the
children,
others.
My name is Mike, damn it. Why can't you remember that?
Who cares what your name is? It might be Redcord. You've led us all into a trap.
Be silenced! You are fighting? No. Your friends are in danger and you waste time assigning blame? You three are no longer children, yet you disappoint me by acting as such. I am going downstairs and I am going to find Darkon and Keith. Should this foolishness cease and your sensibilities return, then your presence downstairs is expected.
Well, let's go.
Accept responsibility, Garfin. This is your establishment.
Boxen will fie about the disappearance, but I cannot control everything that occurs in my tavern.
Are you telling me that you have witnessed nothing while sitting here all night?
Again, Boxen will fie. I have not.
I demand that you make yourself helpful to me.
There is nothing I can do.
No, Garfin, there is nothing you want to do, yet you will assist me.
What have you learned, Zana?
This man is about to assist us.
Good. Which way did they take the girls?
I did not see what happened, and I do not know who abducted your friends.
With every passing moment, the chances that you played a significant role in this kidnapping increase. So, for the last time, where are they?
I know nothing, but I will lend you what assistance I can. Laszlo, Thakon, Stochani, to the front! My employees are at your disposal for this evening. That is all I can do.
You called?
Chishwa, what do you require?
These special visitors require your assistance. See to it that you are helpful to them in finding their lost companions.
Ah. How long should we search? We must prepare for that big dinner.
I am certain that someone with your talents, Stochani, will find the lost ones before it is time. So this should not interfere with your cooking.
Do these three know the area?
They were reared in this area, so they know it well.
Great, so they'll know who to talk to.
Should we guide them through town?
Yes, Laszlo. That way they are likely to find what they seek.
Find what they seek?
You must go and seek for yourself.
Yes, Shishwa. Paradofai, but I have something that requires my urgent attention.
Zana, where is Fesmer going?
Dareth, Mike, accompany Garfin's employee, Senjen. Fesmer will join you later.
We should depart now.
About time. Zana?
You boys go. I shall remain. It seems I have need to discuss other details with Garfin.
Okay, we'll find him.
I know. It seems we have much in common.
I strongly disagree.
I operate the kitchen. You operate the kitchen.
That is hardly an uncommon...
You have employees who cook for you. I also have employees who cook for me.
My employees deal with a very specialized type of cooking. One only I can teach them.
I have been an accomplished cook for many silver nights. Yet, however skilled a chef I have found that only a select few of my employees can become even the lowest of cooks.
An expert chef never shares his secrets with a competitor.
Yet even an expert chef must learn from a master. Would you share your secrets with such a person?
Wake up, Keith. Recover your senses. Keith, wake up.
Why does the spaceship run on ravioli?
What?
Wait, what's going on? I can't see. Hey, where are we?
I do not know, but we are not alone.
Very good. I am glad you are awake and able to participate. Do not attempt to remove your blindfold, Senjen.
What's going on?
That is a question to which I would beg answer as well. Yet, let us begin with an easier one. What town is this?
We are in Kel'Tharok.
Yes, good. And your names?
I'm Kate, and this is Archon. Who are... Ah! Gah!
Oh, Max and Wolfi, I am asking the questions, and you are supplying the answers. Follow these rules, and we shall proceed advantageously.
Ah.
Oh, I know that hurt. Yet if you were attuned...
Ah!
Then Nisteod would dispatch a much nastier blow. Though I suppose the fact that it is attached to an iron rod does no harm. Oh, perhaps it does. Why are you two not laughing? That is rude. I cannot tolerate rude people. I still do not hear laughter. There, now, do we not feel better? Now, Archon, are you prepared to answer a question or two?
Yes.
What are you doing in Kel'Tharok?
I search for a lost friend. Sengen, keep that far from me.
Yes, it does hurt to lose someone. Yet, do not fret. You have found me, and I am the only friend you will ever need.
Sengen. Sengen.
Archon, you know I will not accept that. I know you are involved with the Legion, so merely acknowledge it.
I am not of the Legion. I am here to find a friend.
This line, you miserable Baxo! If anyone knows who you work for, it would be me. Friends tell each other things. Secret things. Are you keeping such a thing from me?
Friends? Oh, God!
Ah, friend of my friend. You begin to understand. You, who stood idly by and watched. You have an equal hand in this!
Oh, Giandi, I...
You...
Yes, I recall making two friends one afternoon. Two new friends who had a Valian pain stick. These new friends stole from me. They left me and my husband to the mercy of the Red Circle.
Archon? Archon!
Oh, well. I did not intend for her to lose consciousness. But, in a way, Kay, this is best. You see, I have desired to speak with you for some time now.
Giandi, Minum Paximo Fi, I...
Not boxing enough!
Minum Paximo Fi!
That is a notion. Now, I do have a few questions for you. Here is the first. Are you with the Legion?
No, they're the ones who took my friend.
Am I to believe this? When you travel with a Legionnaire? When you stand idly by and watch her efforts?
I was deceived. She tricked all those close to her. But, Giandi, that was practically 2 years ago. She's left the Legion and now seeks to repent for her actions.
How nice for her. Tell me, though, how will you repent?
What would you have me do?
I desire an explanation! Explain how you could stand by and let her use that device on me!
I didn't know she was armed, or that she was a Legion.
I asked how you stood idly by once you did know what was happening. How could anyone allow use of a Valiant paint stick on a pregnant woman? Then, I assume you have no reason. You are just as guilty. Perhaps more so.
I am.
Without your hand, the one that has my baby's blood on it!
Your baby's... You lost the baby?
Yes, Kay! You are a baby killer! Your hand, Sengen! You want to begin to earn my forgiveness?
Yes!
Then put out your other hand! The one soaked with the blood of my husband! You murdered him as well! Good. Now then, tell me why I should not spend your lives to pay for those of my husband and my baby.
It wouldn't bring them back.
Keith, are you Rana?
I believe I may have another way for you to atone.
Anything.
Unlike university or the Legion, the Hunters of Truth. No. Let us first speak of what was, so that you may better understand what will be.
Tarkon, have you any notion where to begin? We are most anxious to find our friends.
Despite its outward appearance, ours is a very small town.
Tarkon means to say that chances of finding someone who has seen your girls are considerable.
Huh. I really didn't get a chance to look around this place before.
It is not an ideal place to live, no.
That is an underestimation, Laszlo. Everything is dry and brown here. There is no foliage, merely husks.
Some places do not thrive. Some places are designated as acceptable sacrifices to the greater good.
This place kind of reminds me of Philly. I went there once on a family trip. It's mostly old abandoned factories.
Philly? What is this?
Mike is from a place very far from here. A small mining village.
Jeez, look out!
Do you see legionnaires?
No, Undying, look!
Where?
Right in front of you, see? Those people right over there. The ones shambling about?
Mike is correct. I recommend
those are not Undying. They are townspeople.
People? God. They look really awful and hollow.
Their eyes are sunken. Their pallor ashen. Why?
They work at the Teoden Refinery.
Refinery? Laszlo, the only factory here is a university-run disposal facility.
No. There is only a Legion-run refinery.
You are mistaken. Teoden are evil, poisonous things, and university...
Exactly! Take a look around you. As you yourselves have said, the land and people here are nothing more than mere husks.
Is this true, Stochiani? Is this what Teoden do to people?
Yes, Mike. Why do you think university's stance on their disposal is so strict?
Didn't Sunjai close Archon's trial after she mentioned him?
I do not believe the two are related, Mike. I think
Let me assure you that it is as Tarkon said. This town's only purpose is to refine Teoden for Legion technology.
I am not convinced. How are we ignorant of this in Naundi?
The Legion pays well for silence.
I am certain it does. Yet I find it unlikely university would be ignorant of this. I just cannot see how a Teoden refinery would go unnoticed on university-owned land.
Then let me tell you a story. This began when the Eight became the Seven, forsaking their brother.
We have all heard this child's tale.
I haven't.
Allow Stochiani to finish. This tale varies from the one you heard at your mother's knee.
Now Orin, the Forsaken One, his spite was so strong that he willed himself to live until the revenge upon the other seven had been fulfilled. Thus, the Brotherhood was born. But the Brotherhood spread Orin's word, not his spite. And thus the Legion was created to satisfy Orin's terrible promise. At this time, the University Directive was still a great force in the world.
And Father Fox said to his cubs, "My brothers have taken what is rightfully yours. I would have shared the sacred land with all who sought its fruit. They keep out all save whom they deem worthy. You have not been deemed worthy. You must excel where they do not."
Listen, this is important!
Now, the cubs grew into Father Foxes themselves. They grew in cunning as the wits of their cousins diminished. So, they went forth and demanded access to the sacred land. They were refused. And the Father Fox said to his offspring, "My brothers have taken what is rightfully yours. I would have shared the sacred land with all who sought its fruit. They keep out all save whom deemed thee worthy. You have not been deemed worthy. You must explore where they do not."
Ah! Do not fall asleep! This story is for your benefit, to make you understand.
The foxes met Mother Woodpecker and Brother Rooster, who taught them to not limit themselves to paradise's bounty. They grew shrewd as the savvy of their cousins diminished. So, they went forth and demanded access to the sacred land. Still, they were refused.
Sit up straight!
And Father Fox spoke as he had before, telling his brood, "You must do what they will not." It had been long since Father Fox remembered his purpose. Full of anger at eternal exclusion, he imparted, "If all cannot have it, then none shall have it." Father Fox asked his children to go forth from his fold and to take the sacred land back by any means. Now, Father Fox's descendants had grown numerous indeed. His brethren's litters had long since been surpassed. Their litters had not grown clever. Their litters had not learned from Mother Woodpecker or Brother Rooster. Their litters had not learned sacrifice. You, however, will. Father Fox's children learned sacrifice as their cousins learned only possess. His children planted toxins deep into the land and whispered encouragements to the venom, which spread its poisonous tendrils throughout the whole of the world. The blight was not refused. Pay close attention to this part. Soon, but not too soon, the earth began to die. When the earth died, the plants then died. When the water became naught but noxious liquid, the fox tribes perished, as did Mother Woodpecker, as did Brother Rooster. Father Fox perished last of all. He had just enough life left to regret. And so, regret lingered, ever so briefly, in this ruined land before even it perished. And then, there was nothing left at all. Now then, what have you learned from this?
That Teoden are poisoning the land?
No!
Archon?
That university's people are miserly and legionnaires are worldly yet misguided?
No!
Let me start at the beginning. You are of the Legion, yet have defected. And you are of nothing, yet you aid and keep company with the Legion... Forgive me. Ex-Legionnaire, to find a lost friend, one who is also a victim of the Legion, of which neither of you are a part. Now, let me parallel. Father Fox's story teaches us regret. It teaches us that some actions cannot be taken back once executed.
Look, we're really, really sorry. That was at a time when she was a different person. I was a different person. Please, sorry is too empty a word to convey the true regret and guilt we both feel, right?
Shaun terapena ruthai.
Are you? Are you really? Really? Truly? Full of regret?
How could we not be?
Father Fox was also filled with regret, but his came too late. Convince me it is not too late for you. Convince me you are worth saving.
I have much to regret. Yet I could have much more were I not blindfolded and tied to a chair.
People are capable of many atrocities. But what separates us from the animals is our capacity for regret. And therefore, our capacity for redemption.
Giant Foluna.
Foluna. Prove to Chianti, to the Hunters of Truth, that you are sincerely filled with regret by performing an act of unconditional redemption.
Yes, I hear you, but are you quite certain? But I assure you, we have found some hunters right here in Kaltarok. Perhaps you do not have the permission required to attain the information. No, Boxenlofai, that is not what I intended. Perhaps you are correct. Something may be amiss. And you take care of yourself as well. Where are you staying tonight? Where are you?
Behind you, Fesmer.
Dita.
The shed will probably be guarded if the girls are really in there, so what's the best way to bust in?
I strongly recommend caution. Einorim only knows what awaits us in there. We should scout it first.
I agree with Laszlo.
No, our friends are within, and there is no knowing what has happened to them. We must extricate them immediately. I will create a distraction by assaulting the front. Stochani, Mike, go around back and attempt to locate another entrance.
Jared, that's too dangerous. I agree with the others. We need to see what's going on in there.
You seem to think I am unwilling to take the required risks to aid a friend. You are incorrect. I refuse to sit back while a friend is endangered.
If you are so set on this course of action, let us not bar your way.
Jareth, please, Tenjin, don't do this. Things could get ugly in there, and I'm really sorry about calling you a coward. You're not. Don't do this to prove anything.
I... Buxen will fire as well. Vesemir was not wrong when he said I had gone too far. I too was trying to harm you, and in truth, I have never regretted saving you. We have faced much adversity in recent months.
You got that right.
If you two are quite finished.
I will assault the front regardless. It must be done. Laszlo, Takan, will you aid me in this?
Yes,
of course.
Be careful.
Aye, aye.
This looks like the door.
Let us hope we can gain entry.
Begin! That's our cue. Hands in the air, you... Huh? There's no one here.
Perhaps they have already departed.
Begin!
Ah, jeez! You could have just used the door, Jareth.
Yes, but after I put all that effort into studying explosives, I thought, why not use them? So, what have we found?
Nothing yet. There was practically no light until you blew the door open.
Why did you not use your flashlight?
Because you had to be Mr. Wizard and take it apart. I don't suppose you figured out how to put it back together. Or my alarm clock. Or my...
Graham, what is this?
Just some papers.
Let me see them. These are schematics of the large Theoden factory. Huh. I know these names. They are university officials. The Governing Council of University should have no authority here.
Guys, this looks bad. Look. Here's the necklace I gave Archon.
Clearly someone is plotting something.
Einorim. A bomb the size of the one described in these plans could do severe damage.
Yes, they do seem to have all the plans necessary to make an impressive bomb indeed.
They must be targeting the factory.
So the same people who have Catherine and Archon are also plotting to bomb the factory? Why?
I cannot comprehend the reason, but I believe we should try to ascertain it.
Agreed, and I have just the plan.
Thank you for listening to Act 1 of Episode 21. Act 2 begins in just 1 minute. SecondShiftPodcast.com is the official home of our show. There you'll find forums, a wiki, and our online store. You'll also find special features unlocked by listener contributions, including episode commentaries, theme music, and a recording of a live performance. Contribute today and help unlock the next goodie. Full details are available at SecondShiftPodcast.com. And now, Act 2.
Prodify, but we will require some verification.
Of course. I am Jareth, Nagamek on Prulawo Tarantenidi under Eindel Targanane. I am here on official university business.
And who accompanies you?
This is Meek, my task mage.
Valo.
And what official business are you on?
Unannounced inspection of these facilities.
Paradofai, entry requires more than a name and a rank.
Certainly. My emblem here clearly shows I am of university. If you do not desire the harassment of a ranking university official in my report, then you will let us through. Now, Senjen.
You have 1 hour. That is all I can allow without further identification.
Can't believe you got us in. Is that really an official emblem?
It is, but any seamstress in Laundi can create one. Parents of students find pleasure in sewing them into their cloaks.
Jared?
Hmm.
How come you broke us in here? Isn't that against your personal code of conduct or something?
I needed to witness this with my own eyes. I have strangers telling me truths I know to be false, but they say them with such conviction. And the people in this town, their appearance alone is enough to shake anyone's beliefs.
Gotcha. Oh, and I think this is the door that led out back.
That is them.
I am impressed.
Well, that is no task. But I too am impressed. We were expecting to wait much longer.
I expected you two to meet with no success. It is fortunate that your results allow us to begin our search so quickly.
Thank you.
Dakon, Stochani and I will begin our search over there. You remain here and assist these two in surveying the area.
I shall look over here. You and Mike start over there.
I must say, all seems to be in order here, for a disposery.
Nonetheless, it is a refinery.
We have progressed to point two.
I see nothing to indicate that. There are university guards outside demanding proper identification, and nothing in here is amiss.
Stochani and Laszlo are setting theirs now.
Look closer. Do you not see the Theoden?
Yes, they are here.
I see Theoden around. We all feel their presence, but that is consistent with the disposery. May I inquire, how long have these factories been in existence?
13 silver nights.
Shall we leave them here?
More than enough time for word of a refinery to reach us. If these are not university facilities, I demand to see proof. Otherwise, we have no business being in here. I find it unlikely this is where we shall find our friends.
I understand. We will remain at point two. Will you be bringing the girls? Now then, we will wait for you.
Are you even listening to me? Turn and face me so that I may be sure you are—
Tanatana, there is no need for harsh words.
You, I demand answers. Why are we in a university-owned—
Jeff, are your ears filled with wool? Your eyes clouded over? Listen to us. Look with your eyes. This is not a university-run factory. It does not dispose of anything. Those officials you spoke of, they are really of the Legion. They are using university's name as a cover in order to enable the stealthy process of creating refined Theoden.
Are you insinuating that university is run by the Legion?
Hey now, let's just take a step back and—
Shh!
Did you just—
I heard something. Be silenced.
Legionnaires!
Why are we always screwed?
Very good. That is the last of them. You have done remarkably well.
Once again, I'm allowing something to happen when I know it's wrong. Unbelievable.
The cause is right, and that makes the difference. Moreover, just as before, you did not but watch.
It's not like I—
Fear not, friend. If we see success tonight, I will consider your debt paid. How are your hands feeling?
Like they've been fractured.
I could have my friend heal them to grant you a notion of my mercy. Something you never granted me.
Nainai, we should work our way back to the front door.
Why is raising this place as important to you as your husband and your baby?
It is reason to continue. I subsist by undermining the corrupt powers that fail to protect me from persons like you. You know, I thought it would take many silver knights to overtake you on your path. Imagine the wonderful surprise of you falling directly into my lap. Yet it does not do to linger here.
Why is this such an important facility? What's its function?
Look down there. You see the vats?
Yeah, they're filled with coal or something.
I know him. No wonder I feel so sickened.
They're Theoden?
Yes. This plant processes them for use in Legion technology.
Wait, I thought this place was run by university.
It is.
But why would university be refining Theoden? I thought they destroyed the things.
There are high-level university officials who are operatives for the Legion. The Legion uses the universities to gather the Theoden, and then they transport them. What was that?
From that direction. Come.
One of those was Meek.
We need to get in there and—
Halt! Your friends must be attacking the rest of our group. Not one of you possesses good Tagli.
the rest of your... Wait, there are more of you?
I will see what is happening. Keep them here. We may need collateral.
Yes, Maluna. Of course there are more of us. And you had better hope that your friends surrender easily. You may have aided us, but thoughts of my former life flash before me. Dispatching you would be no hardship for me.
Legionnaires, help us!
Benza, wait! Come!
Shall have vengeance.
Ah!
Yes, they will.
Bring it! Mike, no! The Teonin!
So, Johnny, Laszlo requires aid.
The Teonin? My healing spells.
Laszlo is merely wounded. We must get him outside.
We have to get to Mike. He fell into that pad with the Legionnaire.
It may already be too late. That trough was filled with Teonin.
Well, if you won't, I will.
No, stay back. Mike, take my hand!
Ah! I must have you!
Mike, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Those are Teoden. With so much exposure, you should be dead.
Sorry to disappoint.
I am not disappointed. I am relieved.
Thanks for pulling me out. I couldn't move. What happened to your hands, Catherine?
I earned this.
Cave, your hands. Stochani, heal her.
Do not! It is not my will!
What does your will have to do with this?
Chianti, this has gone far enough.
By Ainorum, you know her?
You are all imbeciles!
Okay, maybe it was the fall into the giant vat of Teoden, but who do I know?
Now you know the complete truth.
Fideante or Fiona Cha?
Now, I demand you tell me what is going on and where my girls are. I am quite certain you know.
But to speak now...
Do you wish to bring down the aforementioned consequence on yourself? On your children?
I do not...
I will have the truth from you.
We are not the hunters of truth. We aspire to be included, but have yet to prove our dedication. This night's work was supposed to accomplish that. My children, as you call them, do not know this. They think we are a sanctioned faction, carrying out justice for the meek.
Explain.
As you may have surmised, this is not truly a university-run town. Rather, the Legion operates certain aspects of the industry here. The factories, you see, are not disposal places for Teoden, but refineries. Our plan, you must understand, my children are very talented. I only wanted them to put their gifts to use, lest they squander them. I am little but an aging innkeeper, yet my past holds its share of dishonors. Among these, I possess a contact in Prulau Volveliodi, who is a university official, sympathetic to the mission of the Hunters of Truth.
Do not make me ask again. What is your mission?
I desired to change the world, to make it better. All of my Sabine have come from tragic backgrounds. I thought to provide them the opportunity to do something with their gifts that would lessen the chance of others suffering.
We have all suffered great injustices, yet to take action against them is to risk further injustice. What have you done?
My contact told me that this town's refinery is most important to both the Legion and University. To destroy it would be a great blow against them both. That is our scheme. To raise the refinery using active item explosives.
My girls are to be a part of this?
They were to be the lure for your boys. Chianti recognized your party from Laundi. She proposed we shift the blame from the Hunter of Truth to a university official. What would you have done in my place? This is an opportunity
Enough.
For us...
I am disgusted by you. The Hunters of Truth I founded so long ago were to be aggressive where the Seekers of Truth could not. Yet violence and explosives were to have no place in it. It is little wonder why most now think of us as Lektoxe. I am certain your contact was counting on this act to discredit all Hunters of Truth. Did you allow in your plans that this might be a trap?
A trap? Why would this...
Then everyone is in immediate danger. I am assuming control of this mock group of yours. You are to take me to the site immediately, and you should pray to Ainurum that none of my children have been harmed.
Meek, are you certain you are Rana?
Yeah, really, I'm fine.
Kaith, what is occurring?
Well, they all know each other.
I still don't know what's going on. Arca, where were you guys?
Those women captured us and forced me to plant bombs. And she smashed...
These men were supposed to be aiding us in recovering you, yet it seems that
they were working together.
We should have believed to the original plan. We should include the Lanians. They will be the perfect diversion. And now look where we are, Chandi.
How did she know where we were from?
Yes, how did you know where we were from prior to all of this?
Professor, thank God.
From the stupid Pirano!
Stochani, I am warning you!
Just be silent, Jed!
And those explosives that I sighted, are they active?
They are. What pleases me most is that I activated the charge while the Legionnaires ambushed us. Chianti wanted you to take the blame for all this. Our own university official entering the factory only minutes before it went up in flames. You were to be the only ones to die this evening, but it seems we shall all perish together.
We should be running. Now!
Oh, God.
Too late. There are mere minutes, and it would take much longer to escape. At least you are seen entering the facility. Hrulau Wu, Terran Tenedy, and the Legion will soon be at war. The Hunters of Truth will finally have their justice.
Hunters of Truth? Is that what you think you are?
Who do you think you are? We have been operating in this town for months, attempting to improve the pitiful conditions of these people's lives!
Less talking, more running!
I must insist you deactivate those charges.
You should be honored to die for a worthy cause! This would not be a worthy cause!
You are not allowed to speak!
I refuse to die here like this! Deactivate them, now!
Stochani, deactivate those charges! That is an order!
For what reason should I do that?
The orders came down from high. From a founding member.
Deactivate those items. I am Koden, highest ranking member of the Hunters of Truth, and I command it.
Shishwa?
Of course. Jayad, Chianti, assist me with these.
Oh, my children. Are none of you injured?
We're alive. You're a terrorist?
Figures. It's always the quiet ones.
I could...
Disconnect the coil from this point here. You must remove the core, but exercise caution. The edges must not touch.
Do not lecture me, Stochani! I know what I am doing!
Cease your bickering immediately!
Yes, Shishwa.
Only by aiding one another can we hope to...
Pinsa!
Oh my God! Chianti?
Jayad? Jayad? Jayad!
Your Voluna is dead.
Mike, take that woman with us. She is in no state to see to herself. Run!
Got her!
Dita! Evacuate who you can now. Warn everyone else. Run!
There, an overturned Theoden bat. We will use it as cover.
But will that be enough?
Where is everyone? I require aid! Stochani!
He's dead. They all are.
Tomar Stoa! You have ruined everything! You have destroyed anything and everything I have ever loved!
Now! We need to clear the ward. I have only a few stones with me.
Begin!
That's the Theoden!
Fight for the Dawan!
What are we going to do?
On my cue, Fesmer, Jareth, cast your ward spells. Ready? One, two, three.
Fight for the Dawan!
Knifing in one law, knife one.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Manatero.
I promise! I will bear this scratch into the afterlife. Even as I know him, I will remember you, Lagan, Kaith.
Chianti. Zana, has the Lord.
Kaith.
Oh, no.
Not good. Very not good.
If there was anything ever left unsaid, now will be the time to say it. We reach to you, wise Ainurum. Send our hearts to Odin, and knowledge to Draenor, our strength to those who will guide.
This can't be happening!
Mike, look, I...
Shh, come here. Hey, it's okay. We're gonna be okay.
Mike, I just always wanted you to know that. Is anyone alive?
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 21, How the Other Half Lives, was written by Missy Serby and Mike Hunter, and was edited by Brandon Kroos. It was directed by Mike Hunter. The voice actors, in order of audience, were Ari Herbsman as Garvin and Laszlor, Mike Hunter as Stociani and Mike, Neil Marsh as Thakon, Julia Lunetta as Jayed and Archon, Christina Milatovic as Chianti, Zana, and Dita, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Brad Smith as Jareth, and Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer. Additional voices were provided by Neil Marsh, Ari Herbsman, and Becky Harrington Davis. The dialogue editing team for Second Shift includes John Carr, Gary Dreyfuss, BK DeLong, and members of the Second Shift cast, with sound effects by Brad Smith and Alexa Chipman, and audio mastering by Neil Marsh. Original music is composed by Tiven Weinstock. The technical producer for Second Shift is Brad Smith, and the administrative producer is Becky Harrington Davis. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information, or to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. The Second Shift podcast is distributed by Farpoint Media. Second Shift is copyright 2008 Blue Sky Red Design.
You're not going to want these pantyhose back, are you?
Yes, I will.
Stachani, you're not supposed to smoke the tailwind.
What is it?
They're poisonous.
Don't knock until you've tried it.
Don't do tailwind.
There, that overturned tail... There, that overused...
That overused plot cliche.
Okay.
There, an overused... All right. I have it together. There, an overturned Teoden vat. Will you... Overturned Teoden vat, rubber baby buggy. Okay.
Whoa, hang on.
Okay. Oh, God.
No, scared her.
Scared her? I don't remember the context.
We're about to blow up and die.
Oh.
Oh, God!
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Ronta bulinda if bulindin jat jat kurin na dawan. Woohoo!
I'm going home.